Bob, thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for having us on the show. It's always good to talk about the museum and be on KNIA KRLS with all the listeners.
All right, yeah, it's great to have you again as usual. The first thing I wanted to discuss today was your new exhibit here. It opened last week at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. I'm talking about the Andretti exhibit out there. Can you tell us a little bit about what cars you have lined up out there and really just all about that exhibit and how it came together?
Yes, we have eight of Mario's race cars with us. We have his Indy car that he won the 1981 Indianapolis 500 with, a very controversial win. As a matter of fact, months later, the win was taken away and given to Bobby Unser. It just so happens the man that loaned us the car, Tom Malloy, has both Mario's car and Bobby Unser's car. So he has both of the winning cars for the 1981 Indianapolis 500, which kind of brings up an interesting point, is that just like with Jeff Gordon, with our salute to champion Mario Andretti, Mario does not own any of the race cars. And Mario was very helpful last year when we began searching for the cars to help us find the owners of the cars and where they were located. Two of the cars were in New Jersey. Two were in Charlotte, North Carolina. One in California, the Indy car. And the rest were scattered around the Midwest in Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, and pretty much across the country. We had to search and find, seek and destroy kind of to find the race cars to bring them here. But it's a wonderful exhibit, just like with Salute to Champion Tony Stewart we did 2 years ago and with Jeff Gordon's exhibit from last year. The cars, of course, are on display. We have a unique video with Mario Andretti that highlights all of his racing career wins and accomplishments, championships, and the things he's done in his lifetime. In addition to the race cars and that, we will have the T-shirts and posters here, you know, for the Nationals. So it should be a really exciting thing for the race fans to come in and look at and see all the cars that Mario has actually driven during his lifetime.
Well, and you said the 81 Indy 500 car. What other cars are out there for Mario?
The car that Mario won, the 1969 Daytona 500, we have the actual car he won the race in, which after he won the race, he sold the car, and it was driven the next year by Darrell Waltrip. And when Darrell got the car, he converted the body on it to a Mercury Cyclone and raced the car at Talladega NASCAR in 1970. So the car that Mario won with does not look like the car he won with. So we have a replica car that's built exactly like the car he won with, that's all decorated exactly the way Mario won the Daytona 500 back in 1969. So we're excited to have both of those cars right next to each other for people to look at the similarities and differences. And then the differences also with the open wheel cars that Mario drove.
It's been open for a week already. Have you been able to hear much reaction from people that have come in yet about the exhibit?
Yes, as a matter of fact, several of the people that have come by the museum to see the cars. One question that's been asked to us three times already is, where will this exhibit be traveling after it leaves the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum? And we're really delighted to tell people that this is the first time all of these cars have ever been displayed together in one place, just like with Tony's cars and Jeff's cars. And to our knowledge, this is the only time you'll be able to see all of these cars together unless somebody else down the road puts together an exhibit of this nature to salute champion Mario Andretti. So we're very pleased we have something that people can only see here in Knoxville, Iowa, at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And the cars that are on display with exhibit definitely are worth the trip to the museum.
And you talked about how Mario was a help in getting all these cars together. Talk about that process and determining that, you know, you wanted to go after Mario Andretti's cars and then how that evolved into the exhibit we have today.
We actually started while we still had Jeff Gordon's cars on display here last year. It was in the fall of last year. And of course, we call Mario first, and he is a member of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. And he was very gracious and told us that he was very pleased that we would even consider doing this. And he was very helpful on giving us phone numbers and contacts for the people that own these cars that he used to race. And he said, I'll help you any way I can. He said, but I cannot promise that I will be there at the exhibit at any time. He said, I'm so busy with my sponsorship commitments and my endorsements that I do. He said, they just got me running all across the country 7 days a week, Bob. He said, so I'd like to come in and see it, but I can't promise at any time that I will be there. He said, but I will try. But back to your question, we started in the fall to look for the cars. Tom Schmee, our curator, actually did a lot of the seek and destroy along with Mario to find where the cars were. And then it's a big thing for the people that have restored these race cars to loan them for an exhibit of this nature for 5 to 6 months. A good example is Tom Malloy on that 1981 Indy 500 car that Mario raced. Tom is a restorer of classic and vintage cars, and Tom races these vintage cars and races vintage races across the country. A lot of the guys that restore the race cars do not want the race cars tied up in a museum for 5 to 6 months. So finding the cars was part of our journey. The other part was getting the owners of the cars to agree to let us put them on display through December 31st this year here in Knoxville, which we feel that's important because we want to have the cars on display for the race fans that are here with us through the Knoxville Nationals and through the summer. But also we want to have the cars here in the fall for the people that travel across the country that are race fans to stop into Knoxville and see the cars on display.
I imagine transportation can get complicated with these big cars too.
Yes, the cars that came from New Jersey were quite a chore to get them here. It kind of delayed us on opening a little bit. The car from Charlotte was a little bit of a story also. There's a little bit of work on each one of the cars to get them transported to Knoxville. And of course, in January, we never know what the weather's going to be like. And that's when we're trying to transport all of these expensive, one-of-a-kind classic cars back to their owners. So we have to be careful that we choose a good weekend in January to start moving the cars back across the country because we definitely don't want any problems with that. We're very fortunate our insurance company covers the cars on insurance from the time they leave their owner until they get back to the owner. So we're covered on insurance on the cars, but still we like to take every precaution we can in transporting the cars to make sure they're handled exactly like we would handle them here in a museum once we get them.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the Andretti exhibit today?
Well, when you come into the museum, you'll see a large banner. It's a 12-foot by 16-foot banner draped across our elevators. It shows Mario as a young man in his driving uniform back in the day and also in his Formula One driving championship uniform. And the banner from the top to bottom lists all of Mario Andretti's accomplishments. It's quite a huge banner, but it also has a lot of history in it. So for history buffs that are interested in Mario Andretti, I think they're going to be interested in that banner, and along with the 9-minute video that we have. It's unique, one of a kind. It highlights Mario's driving career, the championships he's won. And of course, the race cars are kind of like the cream of the crop, the top of the heap on that. You can't find these cars assembled like we have them here in Knoxville anywhere else in the world. And we've had calls from people all across the country that are excited about coming to the races and excited about coming to see just the Mario Andretti exhibit. So we're very proud to have this Salute to Champion Mario Andretti with us through December 31st. We'd like to encourage any listeners that can hear the program, if you haven't been to the museum lately or you haven't been since we had Jeff Gordon's cars last year, I'd encourage you to come and look at not just the Mario Andretti exhibit, but also the other new cars that we have on display. Just this morning, Bob Trossel's number one chassis was just restored and donated to us from Delaware, and the car was just rolled in just a few hours ago, and it is just quite a piece of racing history from 1961, Bob Trossel's original number one chassis sprint car that he built.